This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Count Texas Governor Rick Perry among contenders for the GOP nomination for the White House. The pro-life governor's campaign led all others until back pain took him out of the last race. Many people are outraged that Lauryn Hill, the basketball star that died in April after giving herself to others while battling cancer, was overlooked for ESPN's ESPY Award for courage displayed by a sports figure. Basketball legend LeBron James wrote that Lauryn Hill was the true definition of strength, courage, and leadership. A shortage of abortion doctors is forcing Planned Parenthood to seek nurses to do abortions. The abortion giant's Oregon affiliate is trying to accommodate a national trend of fewer abortions and fewer abortion doctors. And Planned Parenthood in Arizona doesn't like that state, compelling the abortion giant to tell women that if they change their mind, the RU486 abortion protocol may be reversed with decisive action after the abortion pill is taken. The Abortion Corporation is suing to keep that news silent. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray. And maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. How pollsters ask Americans about assisted suicide changes the results of polls. When asked about end of life by painless means, people respond favorably. When asked about suicide or dying, the poll numbers change, and very apparently, Americans still oppose suicide with or without assistance. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.